opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All-star activities underway in Atlanta. They kicked off last night. We got the game tonight. Stephen Kwan will be in uniform representing the Guardians. Jose Ramirez dealing with a little bit of a foot foot injury that he just kind of wants to.
Which didn't seem to affect him at all when he was just wearing a Guardians uniform and playing for the Guardians.
And was named the AL Player of the Week.
Congrats.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I'm good with it. It is kind of.
Yep.
There are a lot of players, as we'll talk about in a couple seconds here, that chose not to go to the All-Star game this year, and that seems to be a continuing trend across all major sports. But let's go back to last night, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, a catcher, second ever Mariner to win the home run derby last night. It was fun. It was exciting. And it was, I thought it was really neat just to kind of, even if you just caught the highlights or just watched a little bit of it last night, I thought... It was, we talked about this, Dan and I did. It was a good night for baseball last night. It was fun. It was entertaining, and it's what baseball needs.
That contest drives me nuts.
Why?
I like it to a point. I just sat there watching it last night. First of all, I think Major League Baseball, and they're doing a great job of it, they're trying to make it like NBA Saturday Night. And it's not. I just don't think the sport of baseball is conducive to that. And, let's have, instead of a slam dunk contest, let's see if the pitch, which pitcher can throw the fastest pitch on the gun. And you can't do that. Guys will blow out their arms.
How about fastest around the bases? There's another one you can do.
Pulling a hamstring.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. So they try to make the home run derby, and they succeed in doing it.
I didn't even know. Was there a celebrity softball game yesterday?
I don't have any idea. They try to make this huge deal, and it's become that. And because it lasts a long time. There are a ton of people in the stadium for it. I'm assuming that place was sold out. Daniel, you think it was sold out? I mean, there's a big crowd.
It was very sold out.
Yeah, there was a big crowd.
The overhead shots.
There's a big crowd. But it's like, okay, there they hit a lot of balls. All right, you advance. Now you hit a lot more, and you hit a lot more. And it almost seems to me that there's just, and I mentioned this before, maybe if you just limited the number of pitches and cut it down a little bit, but that's not conducive to filling a stadium because it'll be too short of an event. Mm-hmm. And it's not conducive to filling television time because it would be too short of an event. And ESPN wants to blow the coverage out on that thing. They do a fine job of doing that. I get it. It's just, to me, it gets a little monotonous, if you want to know the truth. It's like, there goes another one. Off a guy throwing from 40 feet.
I think, though, when you have a player from your team on it.
Dan just gave me the look.
It's more exciting. Which look?
I don't know. The look like, did you really say that? It just, to me, it just gets a little monotonous. And this is bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't feel this way about it. I kept watching Cal Raleigh swing last night, and I thought, dude, you are having a historically good season. You could be on your way to really big things. And you're doing a great job here in this contest, and it's a great story. Your dad's pitching to you, former head coach at Tennessee and Western Carolina, and his younger, much younger brother, his brother's 15. He's behind the plate as the catcher. I mean, how cool is that?
That's really cool.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, but you're on a trajectory. You're on like a Barry Bonds trajectory here, man. This is Maris. This is Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. 30,
he's at 38. Sorry.
Yeah. And I kept thinking, please don't strain an oblique.
Look at you always looking for the negative.
No, I didn't. I was not looking for the negative. I was looking for the positive. I just kept thinking, please, dear, don't get hurt, man. Your story is too good. Don't get hurt. And I just, you know, that repetitive. I mean, these guys are in shape.
I mean, it's batting practice if you think about it. Except you're going for the fence.
Yeah, they're not.
You're not trying to hit all fields.
They're not doing the same type of thing.
It's close. It's close to batting. I don't know. I like it. I think it's a great part of the weekend. I think the fans like it.
It's boring. It's a long time.
Wow. So would you get rid of it?
No. But Andy, here's the thing. I don't have a better option. You baseball is not a sport. Like the three-point shootout in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
That's my favorite event at the All-Star Weekend. Chances are nobody's going to get hurt doing that. Okay? Chances are. Slam dunk contest, I've always been afraid somebody's going to get hurt. They put themselves in a precarious situation. And I think the home run guys do a little bit. But, man, if you tried to, you know, like measure velocity of pitchers, if you tried to do anything, but that's the point. They're doing nothing but.
I don't know. You're bringing me down on this. Like, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was fun. I don't think about guys getting hurt.
It was a freaking blast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not arguing with that.
It was a wonderful celebration.
The only thing I'll say is I think it lasts way too long and there are too many rounds.
So you mean to tell me when you're watching guys jump and shoot baskets, you're never in your life thinking, ooh, you might not get high enough.
Don't you think this format's better when they have eight, they cut it to four, and then it's two?
I think it's rather too, than this, I think it's too long, and I think it's a little monotonous.
Two against two. That took forever.
I think it's too long and a little monotonous. Yep, there it goes.
Do you know how much money?
They do it so fast that they don't watch all of the balls go. You just see swings, and then they cut real fast because they have to.
Right.
I just think it could be tweaked, but don't ask me how to make it better. The only way I think, Andy, to make it better is to shorten it, and that doesn't serve the purpose of television or Major League Baseball because they're trying to fill a stadium and they're trying to fill TV time.
Here's my question. How long till before they put a camera in the ball? That's coming. Don't you think?
Yeah, but no. I don't know what that view truly gets you.
It'd be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't. It would be rotating. Like you wouldn't see a thing.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I think it's cool. If you don't think it's cool, you don't have to. And I just think that's the only thing that's next. I mean,
I think it's a cool idea. I'm not trashing it for that. I'm just trying to think like, okay, so if you put a camera in there, how are you going to guarantee that it's going to give you the view you want on top of the fact that it spins?
You're not.
So in reality, you're just going to have spinning.
But you're not taking every shot. You're looking for the best shot or maybe for a replay or for – it's not camera. It's not the high home camera that everybody uses to show you the ball going over to the plate. It's like the camera they're using all the time now over at the ballpark, that crane shot that it was the toy that they like directors were playing with over and like how many times and they've kind of backed off on it. No matter, I don't know. That's why I kind of like watching the away feed better because it's more consistent. They use it every once in a while, but I'm just saying it's another shot. It's something that's going to happen. What's the difference between that and having a camera or they would put a camera in home plate so you could see the swing that way or anything. It's just to make things more interesting, and it's an all-star game. Like,
it was so much
fun. A home run derby. Like, who cares?
It was so fun.
Just have fun.
Watching O'Neill Cruz just absolutely obliterate baseballs was so much fun.
That was awesome. He broke a window.
13 feet. That's insane.
Does she have to pay for the window?
I don't know.
He's awful skinny.
Can we go back and find
out what he generates?
What was the insurance? What's the insurance premium on the windows for over there? Do we know? Can we find out? Can we get the paperwork on that? How can we tear that apart? I thought that home run was spectacular, man.
It was so cool.
How much fun was it to watch that?
It was, and it was awesome watching all the guys from the DR rally behind each other on top of that. Oh my gosh. It was such a great night for baseball. Like, it was the, it was one of those moments you watch it and you were like, yeah, this sport is really fun. Like, we're having fun today. This is awesome.
Mike and Solon, what do you got, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I remember they didn't used to have anything on the Monday before the game.
We used to watch two guys play catch, and we were excited about it. It was great.
Exactly. Exactly. But hey, O'Neill Cruz, that was crazy. O'Neill Cruz.
That thing was, you know, I mean, interesting story? Busted a window.
Yeah. I went to there when they came here last year. He was playing center field, right? He was terrible. He's a terrible center fielder. And I told one of their people, I'm like, you shouldn't be putting O'Neill Cruz in center field. Put him in left field right now. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? But no, he's a tremendous talent. Him and Ellie De La Cruz. Hey, and one other thing, shout out to Jose for being the first guy against the White Sox to get 30 homers and 30 stolen bases since Reggie Jackson.
There you go. Thank you, Mike and Solon. Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good, good.
Jeff, I agree with you. I hate to be get off my lawn guy, but I just think it's gotten stale. I don't know how you change it. I don't know how you make it more interesting.
I don't know either, Nelson. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a tough thing to do, right? And
if it was one of our guys hitting these home runs, would you not be excited for them?
Yeah, you know.
But it's the
same thing as a 3-point shootout.
It's the event.
Like when one of our guys is winning a 3-point shootout, I'm pumped for them. If we don't have somebody in it, I'm a little less excited. I'll be honest with you.
3-point shootout doesn't last 3 hours.
Yeah, and Andy, and you just hit on something there, right? Because listen, maybe I'm just not watching as much baseball as some of the super fans, but I didn't even know this kid from Seattle. So is that more of a, is baseball not doing a good job promoting their players?
No, it's part of it. It's the regionality of the game too. Like, I think it's comfortable. It's easy. It's like, you know, pulling into a fast food restaurant. When you order that burger, no matter where you are in the country, you know exactly what you're getting. And that's how you feel sometimes when you're watching when you watch a baseball player, a basketball player too. I mean, there's still a regionality to it, and you want to root for the guy that wears Cleveland across his chest. I don't care what the nickname of the team is. So,
but you make a good point, Andy. Like, not having a horse in the race or having a horse in the race, I think makes a difference. But all right, guys, thank you.
Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate your phone call. So much more. I just
wish it were shortened a little bit, Andy. I guess.
So what are you saying? Would you rather? What if they just had four guys do it rather than eight?
Maybe. I'm not sure what the answer is. All I know is that, and I watched it. I sat there and I thought Cal Raleigh's story was really good, but I just thought this is getting a little long. It's a little monotonous, and please don't strain an oblique because your season story is way better than this.
Mm. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I just think it's great. I like the whole weekend. I mean, I was looking to see who's in the Celebrity All-Star game too, because I kind of, it's not that I want to watch that game. It is kind of unique to see people out of their element playing. And to be honest with you, other than the Capital One guy and somebody else who was in it, I went through and I started looking through some of the names. I didn't really know a lot about who was playing in the game, but Jenny Finch played in the game. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting. Trying to think who the – CeCe played in it. That's what I was so stupid.
CeCe looks good skinny, doesn't he?
He does. I just don't know if he could throw a ball. I mean,
doesn't matter anymore.
No, it really doesn't. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. You know what's next. Use Norton. We're going to talk about the Open next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We always want more insight on this stuff. I'm always fascinated by the Open. I love it. I love watching the Open. I hate seeing trees. I love seeing players get stuck in craters and try to get out of them. That's why I think it's probably my favorite of all the majors. So we needed more information. So we turned to Hughes Norton, former agent, writer as well, rainmaker. You've got all kinds of books from him. And of course, he was Tiger Woods' former agent and talking about the Live and Beyond and all kinds of great stuff. So Hughes right now is on the Fan Hotline. How are you, Hughes? How are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Doing great. Baskin and Phelps, the place to be.
Very That's scary. Nice of you to say, Hughes. It's good to have you back.
You know, I think I'd like to be in Scotland like Dan Menigan should have been. I didn't realize it until I heard you guys talking on the phone.
Ireland.
Scotland. It was originally in Scotland. What am I thinking? Sorry about that.
Understandable, though, that you would say that, Andy, because Royal Portrush, the site this week, is the only course outside of Scotland and England where the British Open has ever been held.
Hmm. You know the weird thing to me about that, Hughes?
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but I was checking, all right, how long's it been? 2019. And before then, 1951. What happened?
Well, it's interesting. You know, all of the political troubles between Northern and Southern Ireland, or specifically their Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, as the two countries are called, prohibited the RNA, Royal and Ancient, from going back there. They could have, I suppose, but it is pretty weird. Some guy named Max Faulkner, a Brit, won in 1951 before the Open Championship really meant anything to the rest of the world. And 68 years later, they come back to Ireland, and what happens? An Irish guy, Shane Lowry, wins in his home country. How cool is that?
Yeah, it was cool.
Of the majors, where does this rank for you?
I love Augusta. I think we all do. It's so special, and it's so familiar to all of us. Unlike the other majors, which move around from year to year, you're not as familiar with the golf course. But there's something about the Open Championship, guys. It's just, to me, it's sort of like the British Open is as it always was. You kind of almost stepping back in time. You know, I sent a couple of those shots to that Dan saw. I'm sure he shared them with you guys. You just do not see vistas and looks with dunes and crazy bunkers and the wind blowing in the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, it's so special and so different. It's right up there for me as my co-favorite.
Hughes, I love watching it because of exactly what you just laid out. Do players who don't play this type of a course very often enjoy it? Do they think it's a great challenge? Or do they think, oh my God, I have to go play because it's a major, but I hate this?
It kind of is a process, Jeff. And what happens, Tom Watson was a classic example. You know, he goes over there the first time. He couldn't tell a Lynx course from Lynx sausage. And he takes a look, and all the fairways are brown and sort of dull. The ball rolls for 100 yards. The bunkers are small and incredibly deep. There's fescue and gorse that swallows up golf balls whole. The wind's bending flagpoles in half. And they say, let me out of here. But it grows on you. And I think especially for the great players, because you know what? They have to learn all over again how to hit shots. American golf, let's face it, has become bomb and gouge. You know, hit it as far as you can. Doesn't matter where it goes. You can dig it out of the rough, you know, knock a wedge on the green. Doesn't work in Britain. Rory McIlroy said this week in the press conference, it's really interesting. He said, the interesting part about Portrush to him, unlike the other British Open venues, he said, usually there's bunkers in a particular landing area so we can plan our way, you know, intelligently off the tee. He said, here, there's bunkers all over the place. So we've either got to lay up way short or really take a chance and try to carry over the bunkers, because they're along the sides of the fairway, not just in the middle in the landing area.
Hughes, I think the other thing that makes this unique, and I started looking at the weather, Thursday, high of 66. Friday, high of 64. Saturday's high of 62. Sunday, high of 63. And I see rain for all 4 days. How's that going to affect things?
Yeah, that, you know, that's part and parcel of the Open Championship every year. You expect rain, and you know it's such a dice roll in terms of your starting time. Everybody knows this, I'm sure, but on Thursday and Friday, you either play early and then late, or you play late on Thursday, early Friday. And British Opens have been won and lost by horrible pairings. That's no one's fault, except the weather is terrible for one side of the draw, and it's balmy and much easier for the other side. So I think the conditions are going to be all over the place. And again, that's what we like to see. We like to see somebody trying to hit it into a wind in their face of 25, 30 miles an hour. What do you do with that?
Hughes, there's one thing about the timing of all of this that I must tell you, I'm still trying to wrap my head around. When they moved the PGA Championship way up, I thought, man, I hope that doesn't affect me and my joy of this stuff, but it has, because this is the last major of the season, and here it's only mid-July. And
Could not agree with you more, Jeff. Could not agree more. And, of course, they're trying to sell it now as the FedEx Cup playoffs, which, quite frankly, I've never had a golf fan ever in my life say to me, boy, how about the FedEx Cup standings? I can't wait till the second playoff event. I mean, it's garbage. Put the PGA back where it belongs. Not to mention the fact that moving it to May, you know, the last couple of years, you've seen this. It was in Rochester in May. It was like 49 degrees when they teed off.
I guess I understand why they're trying to do those things. It just, to me, I love seeing it spread out throughout a further portion of the year, because I enjoy the game so much and I enjoy watching the majors. This one's always fun to watch. And personal for me, truly the most disappointing moment I've ever had as a sports fan was when Tom Watson didn't win at the age of what? He was 57, and he had a chance to become the oldest major winner ever, and Stewart Cink beat him in a playoff.
And you remember that on the 72nd hole, Jeff, he knocks his second shot right in the middle of the green, and for some weird reason it rolled and rolled and rolled and kept going off the back. He couldn't get it up and down, and then he loses the playoff. The whole world was cheering for that guy.
My wife was stunned. I said, I'm sorry, I've never been this depressed in my life about a sporting event. It was like 3 or 4 days before I wasn't depressed anymore. But yeah. It's fun to me how this guy embraced the Open, and other Americans have as well. And it's just so fun, maybe more than anything other than maybe the Masters, to sit back and just watch it, Hughes, because of the type of golf that you described. I think it's an awesome television event.
I'll go further, guys. Everything that is great about golf, to me, is embodied by Lynx golf at the British Open.
I like that.
I think one of the other reasons I like this, too, is you can kind of, you're looking at different champions every year. Since, what, Tiger and Patrick Harrington, I think we've had a different winner every year since then.
That's yeah, right? And yeah, you know, yeah. It's sort of in honor of Ireland, guys. I had almost forgotten this, too, but in the last 18 years, 5 Irish players have won British Opens. You know, and that's a tiny little country competing with the guys from Scotland, the guys from England, obviously the Americans. But you had Patrick Harrington. You had Darren Clark. Rory McIlroy. Harrington won 2, of course. Mm-hmm. And then last year, Shane Lowry. So pretty good for the Irish boys.
Yeah, let's not forget about Ben O'Curtis, too, in 03 at St. George's.
Absolutely.
I'm always blown away when we see Ben around here, too. And I'm just like, man, that guy won the Open. You know, and he's just such a regular guy.
I happened to run into him about a month ago. I thought the same thing.
Do you think people realize how special that is to have Ben living here and knowing that he won this amazing, prestigious tournament?
You know, with recency bias, I mean, you know how it is, guys. Everyone forgets.
Yeah.
I mean, if I recall, I think he was something like 1,000-1. Yeah. Can you imagine putting a little bit down on that guy to win the Open championship?
I don't even know if Herb Page would have done that. You never know. One thing that's going on, and I always love your perspective on the PGA and LIV. The LIV guys are again applying for world ranking points. And if that happens, if they get that, does that completely give them credibility and make it even more so, Hughes, that this is going to be something that's going to be around for a long time? Or where would that fit if they get it? Because so far they haven't.
So far they haven't, you know, because there's no ability to get onto that tour like there are on other tours around the world. So the official world rankings board has said, listen, it's a closed shop, you know, not to mention it's only 54 holes instead of 72, not to mention that it's team play, which is confusing with the individual. So that's the reasons they've rejected it. And who knows what this new application, you know, they have a new leader now that Norman's gone. So who knows if it'll succeed. But I actually think it's incredibly meaningful, Jeff, in this sense. If they were to get recognition and earn some world ranking points, now you're going to eliminate the barrier that has stopped young players from going to LIV. If you're the top college player in the world right now and you have a chance and you're aspiring to win major championships and really become a great player, you kind of are hesitant because once you go there, you're not going to be able to qualify for the majors anywhere near as easily as if you play well on this tour. So I think what it might do is open the floodgates and more kids or veterans or whomever that the LIV Tour has kind of stopped recruiting right now, maybe they'll go full bore again and go after them. And right now it appears both tours are going their separate ways. There's not much talk about getting back together anymore.
How does a guy go from LIV back to PGA?
Well, you basically, again, that's the big question. Yeah. You know, to me, if you're the PGA Tour commissioner, the one thing you want to set your sights on, to me, is getting DeChambeau back. He's an incredibly popular, whether it's because of his YouTube stuff or whatever, but he's personable, he's great looking, hits the ball a long way. I mean, he's a star. So let's say he wanted to come back. Now you've got a bunch of PGA Tour players that are saying, no chance.
Yeah,
we're not letting this guy. He deserted us. He's got to pay a huge fine, or he's got to sit out for 2 years, or who knows what they're going to say. Some of the brighter players, like Rory McIlroy, who initially was violently against the LIV Tour, has recently said, look, if getting DeChambeau and Rahm back here improves our tour, we have to do it. You know, there's no point being mad anymore. These guys made their decision. Let's figure out a way to get back together.
How are the books doing, my friend? How are the books?
Books are doing great, guys. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Rainmaker came out in paperback a couple of months ago. and that's doing well. I'm still doing appearances sort of around the country. I think I've done 12 of them at different country clubs where I go and speak to the members and do a Q&A and sign books for everybody. It's been fun.
Anytime awesome. Soon here in Northeast Ohio, we can get some. We need to set you up with one.
Yep, but I'd love to. I did one at Canterbury last fall for the high school kids. They do an annual banquet every year, and that was fun. And although talking to the high school kids about Curtis Strange and Nancy Lopez, they look at you like, what?
we were just out at that course a couple weeks. That course is so incredible. You want to talk about great gems in Northeast Ohio. I think, you know, most players know that, but I'm not sure that a lot of people realize that, like, when you're driving by on Chagrin, and it's right over there, that is one of the greatest courses.
And sadly, what's happened there and to so many other great old courses in America is it's out of space now. You know, big tournaments, which a Canterbury clearly deserves. They had the PGA and
LPGA too for a while there, right?
Yeah. And yeah. But there's the infrastructure now, you guys know this, is so demanding and so huge, not to mention their range. Nobody could hit balls on their range anymore
because
they'd fire them over the fence into the, whatever that is, the 15th fairway out there. So things that used to work don't work anymore. It's almost gotten to the point where you need a second 18, you know, like an Oak Hill in Rochester. They put all the infrastructure of a major championship over there, hospitality and all that stuff, and parking, and then they play on the other course. And if you don't have that room, none of the majors want to talk to you.
Any chance PGA comes back here? I don't know. Firestone just doesn't. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen again. But is there any chance? Is Firestone the only place that could really hold it?
You know, I think so. Again, because of space. You know, I think a Sand Ridge has enough space, maybe. But whether they'd ever be interested, it's certainly a challenging Fazio course. It's pretty good. But sadly for, Northern Ohio golf fans, we kind of got robbed. I mean, we deserve it.
We did. Hughes, thank you. Good luck with the books. Anybody wants more information on the books, check your local listings. Best place to get them at?
Absolutely, guys. Hey, we'll, sadly, Jeff, we should be talking in about, 3 or 4 weeks about the upcoming PGA Championship, but that's gone until next year.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a mythical one. Or we'll talk about FedEx something or another. Who knows? Hughes, thank you. We appreciate you.
Awesome as always, Hughes.
You guys, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Just talking about the Open, the British Open. Can I just say the British Open?
You can say it, but apparently you'd be wrong.
Well,
I agree with you. I like saying the British Open myself, but that, because we're not in the British Isles.
The Open Championship, often referred to as the Open or the British Open, is the oldest golf tournament in the world.
Yep.
And one of the most prestigious.
It used to be the British all the time, and then when did they start getting snooty and just saying the Open? About 25, 30 years ago?
Has it been that long?
That we had to start saying it?
Yeah, I don't
know. It always used to just be the British Open for us because we have our own Open, and you know, we put a geographical designation in front of it.
So much work. Just a lot of work. Can I start here, and then I'm going to get into some of the things that you said.
Work.
Any chance, I can see Dan waking up. Who is it? Tom McGibbon. He will tee off at 1:35 in the morning.
McGibbon?
Yeah, McGibbon. McGibbin. He's the first guy to tee off. And then a guy from Norway, which I'm not even going to attempt. I can't even say it fast. And so I'm just kind of looking through some of the folks. But does that kind of make it fun that you can wake up in the middle of the night and watch this thing? Or do you wait for the replay and then act surprised?
You can't sleep. It's not good.
The best thing that has happened with all the streaming services is the fact that you could just go back and watch. So, like, you could sleep normally and then just hop on and watch the coverage on Peacock, and it'll go from there and then catch USA in between and NBC at night, and it's... I mean, that's what's made it good, is now you can actually sleep and watch the Open.
I don't know. I might call you early in the morning and just spoil everything for you. I'm going to call you and see, like, oh, did you see McKibben? Oh, he was good.
There's an app on my phone that does the same damn thing.
No, it's more
really
fun.
Not spoiling anything.
I want to be the spoiler. Speaking of spoilers, bro, you had a chance to go to this?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I did. So I sat down. It was, you put in for a lottery. And so I ended up winning Thursday tickets for the Open and
Royal
Portrush.
You won tickets to the Open Championship.
I mean, you still got to pay for them.
It wasn't
free or anything like that. Yes.
But you won the lottery.
Yes.
You won an Augusta lottery.
Yes. I've been lucky lately for a lot of different reasons.
Why don't you go down to the convenience store and play that lottery?
Because I don't want to ruin a good time. I don't want to ruin a hot streak of good luck.
To have a bad time on his schedule.
Losing is not on my schedule. But yeah, I did, and we sat down with the finances and all of that kind of stuff. And
do you get a letter or an email or a text? Or
it was an email. It would be cool if it was a letter, though.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool if
wouldn't
you
that be awesome?
Was
yeah.
it a
like
prince?
The wax on the back with the claret jug on it.
Wasn't a prince asking for several million dollars, was it?
No, it was not a prince.
Okay, good.
What is it just like a regular registration form online?
You just go in and you could put in. In fact, I think next year's Open, I believe the lottery is open right now if you would like to enter such things.
Go, Andy.
Which I think is...
You can walk around and say, hey, is this the British Open? And then they can come over and beat you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's what they want to do. They want to punch me because I called it the British Open. I'm like, get away.
But yeah, after Augusta and other fun last year and going to Ireland and all that kind of stuff, the lady friend looked at me and she was like, unless you're going to sell your left kidney, we're not going to be able to afford this.
Is a left worth more than a right these days?
I assume it has less wear and tear. I am right dominant. So... But
so will you try again or no? Will you try to get in again?
Oh, God, yeah. I want to go. I want to stand there in the cold wind, rain, and snow. I want to watch this happen and be absolutely miserable with everything else, standing on a golf course that was built before our country even existed. Yes.
I don't, every time I think of the Open, I think of the Robin Williams bit where he talks about golf, and he's just so funny about the game itself, and you know, and he talks about this miserable experience, and then he's like, you know, when they were trying to invent things, they came up with it. He's like, you feel like you hit the ball and you feel like you're going to die, like you're going to have a stroke. Stroke! That's what we'll call it. Every time you try to swing at the ball, we'll call it a stroke. I mean, it is one of the funniest bits I've ever seen, is Robin Williams just explaining golf and trying to figure out when they got together to play for the very first time, you know, what that must have been like.
It's one of the best bits. I think it's off of his Broadway special. I want to say, I think it was one that came out in 2000.
He did it in an interview. I watched it. I think I just saw it last week.
The one in the stand-up special is better because it's loaded with F-bombs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this way I had none.
Outstanding. Not that cursing makes everything better, but in this regard, it helped.
Jeff, would you listen to it then? I don't think you would.
Why?
Because a lot of dirty words in there.
If it's Robin Williams, we're all used to it.
It's okay.
But yeah, it's so cool. I would love to go. It just fell at a very bad time, and I hope I get to go at another point in life because I'd love to see all the majors.
I do too. I hope you get to go too.
It's so cool.
By the way, Dan describing everything that he just described, Andy.
Yeah.
Lottery, you know, yeah. Going to Augusta, trip to Ireland. The word dink comes to mind, doesn't it? Dual income, no kids.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Did I say yes?
Yes,
I remember those days.
Dan needs to go out and, you know, buy clothes for a 9-year-old.
Is that...
You think I don't?
Jeff, have you ever been to the Masters?
I've never
been to the Masters either.
You guys gotta go. Would
you rather go to the Open or Masters?
Augusta is so damn uppity. It will make you laugh.
I would.
And then
I would
get in, and yeah. It's the prettiest garden you've ever walked around in your life.
I would rather go to Augusta. And then after I went to Augusta, then I'd put the Open in line.
So I want to go to Scotland, so I would rather go to the Open. I'll be honest with you. I'd just much rather. Especially like after you've watched Outlander, you really want to go. That's even more than just golf. Like I have other reasons for wanting to go.
Scotland's cool. I would love to go hang in Scotland for a little bit. The only problem that I have is, and this will probably infuriate a chunk of our listening base and hold it against me forever, I hate bagpipes. What? The sound of bagpipes to me are just horrendous.
Really?
That's the only reason that I would never want to go to Scotland. It's just so that I never have to hear bagpipes.
So I was at a high school graduation.
I hate bagpipes.
I thought the school was out of high school graduation.
You can't play a full scale. Who in the world thought, oh yeah, let's take a sheep stomach and blow air through it, and then we'll hook a reed up to this thing? It's horrendous.
If you know how to play it, it sounds awesome. I was at a high school graduation where they have bagpipes that lead everybody out. It's just so cool.
I can't stand them.
Really?
Oh God, I can't stand them.
I've never heard anybody with a bagpipe affliction. Oh, I can't do it. It makes me crazy. I break out in hives.
It is a taste that I have never acquired. I despise bagpipes.
I've never had any animosity towards bagpipes, so I can't say that I'm in the same. How do you feel about accordions?
Love them.
Okay, I just want to make
sure. I'm in on accordions.
How do you feel about accordions?
You can be like,
words we never thought we'd have here on the show.
My whole life, I grew up with the phrase, if you hear anywhere you hear the accordion coming out of the bar, that's where the party is. That's where you need to be.
Jeff, Super Bowl or the Masters? Browns not in the Super Bowl. Where would you rather go?
Masters.
If the Browns were in the Super Bowl.
That's truly a once-in-a-lifetime event, Andy. You kind of got to go to that.
Dan, have you ever done... Super Bowl is the only major event in this country I haven't covered.
Is it... I don't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Really?
It feels like it's more built for TV than it is for anything else. I've heard from
the
people
NFL
who have
is
gone,
more built for TV.
Yeah, I've heard from people who are gone, you want to go to the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship more than you want to go to the Super Bowl.
Because it's a game, and
because you're actually then surrounded by all the fans, and it actually is a game, and this isn't just this massive spectacle surrounded by suits who don't care what happens.
You want to hear most overrated thing ever? NBA draft lottery. I'm sorry, both the NBA draft. The NBA draft. The lottery was kind of cool. I went to a lottery once too, but the NBA draft was so underwhelming. It was unbelievable. I felt like I walked into a small, tiny, even though it wasn't, it was at...
it's a TV studio,
it's
right?
A TV, they turn, you know, they turn, Continental Arena is not still Continental. It was, I was
you
in
can
New York.
Almost, you can hear it when they applaud because it sounds like there are about 17 people there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just really, like, I can't imagine how underwhelming the MLB draft was in Atlanta 2 days ago for the first round. Like, because the NBA is underwhelming too. It's a bunch of tables with some family sitting in front, and there's some people sitting in the stands, and then there's a back room. And that was like the end. And then they had, at the time, you had two TV stations that were doing it. I was just like, RC is in Cleveland. RC.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what do you got?
Yeah, so you guys, first of all, Phelps calling it snooty to at the Open. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? It's just a name. You can call whatever you want, man.
Just yeah, man.
Call whatever you want.
Got it. I'm with you. That's why I say it's the British Open. I mean, it's just, if I'm RC, if we're sitting in the street or we're sitting at the bar, I'm saying it's the British Open. You're not going to get mad at me.
Yeah, right? we all know what that means.
Yeah.
The Open to me means the U.S. Open.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, the U.S. Open it does. Always had
U.S. Open, U.S. in front of it.
RC, you having a bad day, man. I'm not feeling love.
I play really bad golf today, but...
Oh, hey, but you played golf, man.
You played. That's all that matters.
Come on, RC. Where'd you hit him?
Shawnee.
Oh, nice. That's a nice course.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think it's snooty to call it the Open, man.
Okay.
It's American. We're Americans, right? We're good.
Have a good day.
RC, have a good day, my friend. RC was...
Hope you hit him straight.
A little fired up, man.
You always see deer out at Shawnee. You ever notice that? They're very friendly, dear.
It's been a while. Brian Batko, Steelers beat reporter, is going to join us next. We're going to start our little preview here of the AFC North as the teams get ready for the rookies to report in just a few days. So we're going to talk a little bit of that. And, man, Pittsburgh is just like, I don't know what they're going to look like. He's going to have to explain it to us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.